Legend has it that the following Shaila was once posed to the Vilna Gaon. There's a fellow called him Reuven that got married. Shortly thereafter, he got divorced. And shortly thereafter, he got remarried. 7 months later, his new wife gave birth to a baby boy. A little while later, his previous wife gave birth to a baby boy as well. And shortly thereafter, a big fight broke out. The family of the first wife said, you know, this child is the Bechar, gets Pishnai Menachla. And if you go back to the Iber, the Iber was on the first one, was first. And this fellow said, no, the second one was born first. And therefore, he's the Bechar Menachla. And this was the Shaila that was posed to the Vilna Gaon. The story goes that the Gaon responded that the answer to this question is hinted to him in this week's parasha. The Torah says, Ki siyenu le'ish shtei nashim, person has two wives, achas snuva, achas snuva, yahuva and snuva, v'yoldu loy vanim. So the Gaon made, in his psukim, he made it four different yukim. He said, first of all, it says v'yodelai banim ahuva v'asnuva. First, it said that the ahuva that was the one, the ben from the ahuva was born first. Another diak he asked why over here the Torah says kureishas einai. Why does the Torah give a milsa b'taimo to the reason as to why he is the bechar? Thirdly, he said, what's the havamina that the father should be able to decide who the bechar is? I mean, the firstborn is the bechar. I mean, that's it. Like, Panyakir, why exactly would you think that you could be? And his fourth hour was, why does her call her a snua? There's a lav of lois nisna, it's a chichib of vach. You're not allowed to hate someone, so what's going on with you? So the Gaon said it must be that the snua is referring to a grusha. There's most of Arabic stubber, he's megarasher, and hence we call it a snua. And we're talking about the snua is a grusha. So Mistama, the Iber of the Snuah was first, and it was the Yodala Arbanim Ahuva of the Snuah, the one from the Ahuva was born first, and Mamela, the father, thought that he could, you know, Mivakir, the one that was born, and inside he's the Bechar. And Terry says, no, Ki es HaBechar ben HaSnuah Yakir Lasi Sloi Pishnayim, Ki Hu Reish es Einoi, because he's the one that was, the Iber was first, and therefore said the Gaon, before in this parasha, that the ben asnua is the bechar, the one that was conceived first is the bechar. There's a whole bunch of kashas on this guy. But first, there's an etziv. An etziv in Hemekdavar, he's medayik, he's talking mamash for from the game, and he says, what's the lashon? Kisiyena leish in Hashem ha'achas ahuva veha'achas nu. What's the ha'achas? What's the hey ayedia here? The hey ayedu over here. And Tziv says that the Torah is coming to be Meram is that he married them separately and not simultaneously. Ha'achas Asnua, Ha'achas Ahuva, individually. Okay, says the Tziv. Fine, I got that. They were married separately and not simultaneously. But what's the difference? Says the Tziv, it must be the Torah is coming to teach me that if I marry them separately, and the first one was this Abba Rishon, and the second one was this Yalda Rishon, that Afal Pikein, the second one is the Bechar. He says, because that was connected to the pasuk like that. He says, ki yoduloi va'achas ahuva va'achas snua. First one was the snua, and still the snua was born first. That's the chiddush akra. And Kiasa Bechar ben Asnua Yakir. That's what Netziv says. And then Netziv ends off. Oh, you didn't say it. I have it somewhere here. Netziv says, interesting question is, and then he says, Hey Nishman B'Shem Agra. It's quoted in the name of the Gaon, L'Hepich Vakert, Shaholchin Achar Iber, V'loi Amin L'Kar L'Hashmua. I don't believe this. B'Shem Abin Agra, V'Shekir He'idu B'Shmoy Zal. Can't be, it's not true, and he's mamish, machzadak, the whole thing, can't be the Gaon says. The Shaul Meshev in a tshuva brings this guy in also, and he also says, Fiani is Daiti is Aina. He says, I heard that someone came to town, he told me over this guy. Can't be, it's not true. Why not? He says it can't be. Viraya Barura Mi Esav Viyakov Shekolze Yatsarishain Huabakharbide. He says Esav Viyakov. Yaakov tried to get out first. Esav got out first. Esav was the Bechar, not Yaakov. That's one of the big Achrenim's cash on this. And some Achrenim, they pinpoint specifically a Rashi that they asked the kasha from. Rashi in Parshas Toldos, Rashi says, by Yaakov, why they... It says, V'achre came Yotza Achiv, that Yaakov came out after Esav. And Rashi says, Shamati Medrash Agoda Hadarsha Lefibshutai. And Rashi says as follows, He says, Yaakov noitzer mitipar yishayna ve'esav menashniya, that Yaakov's Iber really was first. And Esav's was second. Te'omad mishifreyas shepia katsara. A person has a tube, puts two avonim in it, so the one that goes in first comes out second, the one that goes in second comes out first. So therefore, nimtza Esav ha'noitzer v'achroina yotzer rishayn, ve'yaakov sh'noitzer rishayn yotzer achroin. And everyone knows that Esav was the Bechar. And Yaakov's Eber was first, and Esav was born first, and Esav's the Bechar. And not Yaakov. This is one of the kashas they ask on the gun. So there's a Klichemda. The Klichemda comes to defend this guy. And the Klichemda says that he asks a few more kashas, and he says that he comes to be Mazbir this Rashi of the guy. And he says the Gemara says that the Gemara needs the Gemara Chavzayin. The Gemara says, "Ain't Isha Nis Abra, but Achav Nis Abra." Rather, it's Tipa Achas Shen Nis Chalkel the Shtei Tipas. And normally, it says twins come. Twins are Be'etzem. Normally, the Yitziras at one time. It says, "Efaker." He says, and really, normally, the Bechar, the Din Bechar, goes after the Yitzira. It says, but normally by normal tumen, by normal twins, you can't go after the Yitzira. It was Bebas Achas. It says, so when you can't go after the Yitzira, you go after the Leda. So Yaakov and Esav, he says, over there, Batsim was an Es. He says, over there, he says, Vakar, he says, Rashi says afterwards, it says, to umim chaser. Masha'in kain by Peretan Zar Achates to umim mole. Rashi says, why? Because over there, Rashi says, over here, Rashi says that over here it was chaser. And over there, because over here it was Echad Rosh of Echad Tzadik. And over there, they were Shneim Tzadikim. And that's why it says over there, Mali, and over here, Chaser. So the Chachamim says, Pshat is, it's not that over here it was Chaser, and over there it's Mali. Over there, they were regular to Umim, because they're both Tzadikim, and therefore they're both Nisabra at Bebas Achas. Over here, by Yaakov and Esau, they couldn't have, one was a Tzadik, one was a Rosh, they couldn't be Nisabra Bebas Achas. Therefore, Echad Shrochim made an Es, and they were Nisabra two separate times. And therefore, Be'etam Yaakov was the Bechar Min Adin. But normally, when you have the Umim, it's the Sar of Bas Achas, and the one that comes out first is the Bechar. So Yaakov had to come out first. He wanted to come out first so that everyone shows he's the Bechar. The Be'etam was Bechar Min Adin. That's the Klikam that says. Be'etam Bechar Min Adin. And that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi says, Shemati Medesh Agada, Bedin HaYoich is Balakvay. Fakir, he was talking to the Bechar. And he was trying to get out first, so that everyone should know that he's the Bechar. And that's what Mikhem does Miyashiv, this Goyin. There's another very shakar kasha on the Goyin. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says that there's a din by Bechar. The Gemara makes a drasha. You have to have Bechar Vadai Veloy Bechar Safek. What does it mean Bechar Vadai Veloy Bechar Safek? So the Shram says, obviously that does not mean that we're not sure if the Bechar is a Bechar or not, because that's a Safek Mamon, and a Moitzi Mechaveir all of a Raya. And if you don't know if the person is a Bechar, so he has to prove it. So the Gemara tries various scenarios where the person is a Bechar, Safek, not Bechar Vaden. The Gemara Mechar gives a case where a person had two sons, they got mixed up. And the Nafkmina of this Drasha is that if you don't know which is the Bechar, even if you know one of them is a Bechar, they cannot write a Hersha, which would allow them to come together and say, listen, one of us is the Bechar, so give it to us together and we'll figure it out. The halacha is, unless one of them can say definitively that he is the Bechar, they are not able to be Tevea the Pishnaim. And they don't have a right to the Pishnaim. It's a Drasha in the Pasuk. Bechar Vadai Beloi Bechar Saf. Even with the Hersha, they can't collect it. The Gemara brings this drasha. The Gemara says,
you mean from the other brothers?
There's other brothers. There's five brothers.
Two of them are separate,
which is the Bechar. They got mixed up at birth, and whatever it was. It was twins, we don't know which is which. And first, they can't even write a Hersha one to the other to come together and say, one of us is actually the Bechar. You know, So give it to us together. The Gemara says, "My lafuke." So obviously it can't be lafuke stam asafik because it's safik mamon. I'm going to say mechamei all over right. The Gemara says it's lafuke. The darash rava. The darash rava. Rava darshan wants a halacha, and he said, "Shtei nashim." There were two women. She yoldu loy beiz zechar. They both gave birth to sons. The machva and a kate. So what's the halacha? The Hebrew said, "Kaisvin arsha zelazeh." They could write arsha zelazeh, and they come together and say, "One of us is the bechar, and give us the pishnayim." So the Gemara said, "This drasha is coming lafuki this din. That's called the bechar safik, and they cannot write arsha zelazeh." The Gemara says, "Right, the Rava actually was chayzer. Papa, there was a whole story there. Papa ended up being chayzer, being massive to this drasha. Fine. So what's this case?" Of Shtei Nashim Sheyoldu Beizcharim B'machva. So the Rishvam says, as does the Rabbeinu Gershom, all the Rishonim here, Shtei Nashim Sheodam Echad. We're talking about two wives of one person that both gave birth in a machva as a cave. And you dua Ezek Kaidim Lias Reishas Oina. We don't know which one of them was born first to be Reishas Oina. The chayyur lefila goyin, a person has two wives, and they both give birth to sons simultaneously. Over there, they were in this abra two separate times, so one of them clearly was this abra rishon. So in that case, according to the goyin, and especially like the Chemda explains it, the late is irrelevant. But one in the world is going on in this gemara. In the chayyur pella.
How do you use the late when
you don't know the? Over here, you should know. Over there, the Ibra was a basachas. Over here, the Ibra wasn't a basachas. This is figured out. It's not just you don't know, so you take second best. There's a Yad Ramav over here, and Bobasra over here. He brings this on this Gemara, and he explains the case. And he said, it says this case is Kigoyin Shtei Nashim. Shall ish echod sheyoldu loy shnei zecharim b'machva b'zu achrazu shenimtza shayoyti rishayin hu niu b'char l'nachla. The one that's born first really should be the b'char l'nachla. And he says, dumya di b'chayros Yaakov Esav u b'chayros peratz v'zerach. And Imam Ish brings Yaakov and Esav as a raya that Esav was born first. You go b'as to b'char l'nachla. The chayr he means even though the Ibra of Yaakov is first, the chayr that's what the Yad Ramah is doing. And he says, that's part of this Gemara. And therefore, you go bust the Leda and not bust the Iber. So, as according to the Chemda, the way he's learning Rashi, according to the Goyim, this Gemara L'Chari makes no sense. So, The Yad Ramah goes on and he says that this Gemara has to be talking about two nashim of one person, and not two different ladies married to two different men. And he says, because the Gemara says it's a the lashon of the Braisa is it's a safek bechar, which means that both of them, the Gemara, the Braisa, they were both bechayrim, and not, I'm sorry, that it was a safek who was the bechar, and not that it was two different ladies of two different husbands who were both a bechar and they got mixed up and you didn't know who was whose bechar. Rather, it was two nashim of one man, and it's a safek who the bechar is. Lashon Habayis is it's a safek bechar, not a safek who is which bechar. So we got to know mamash and daik in the Gemara that this has to be the case. That the case is two nashim of Adam Echad. And I was mamash bothered with this question for a long time, and Baruch Hashem mamash this week I came across a Rashi mamash. I think it's actually she does it. Rashi in Mechayris. The Gemara Mechayris makes the same drasha. Gemara says. In this case of Bechal and Nachla. The Seelah, Rabbi Yane, this case of Rabbi Yane that we're talking about over here. The Amar Hokru Libesayf Nisarvu. Kigoyin, we're talking about a case of Shtei Nashim, two women, Shal Shnei Anashim of two men. Rashi Mechari is tackling this Gemara, despite the Diyukim of the Yad Ramah. Rashi insists that somehow you have to learn this Gemara. It's talking about two wives of two different husbands that both of them gave birth to Bechar, and now the Becharim got mixed up. And the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that neither of them could write Arasha, neither of them could come together to both brothers and say, listen, one of us is definitely the Bechar, give us a Nachla, we'll split it. Kamash wants his Rashi that no, they can't do that. But Rashi, the Chiddush, is going to Shittasai. That if the two of them are taka if it's two ladies taka from one man, you taka don't go baser lady, you taka go baser iber. The way Rashi is, the way that you come to this learning, you're Rashi and Chumash Chared and Pidah Gain. And that be Pshan, that's Pshan the Gemara of Basra, and therefore Rashi learned the Gemara over there also, is talking about two Nashim of two men. Mashenkin, if it was talking about the way all the other Rishonim go, that if it was two Nashim of one man, taka, you would have to go versus Iber, and in taka, you would know who the Bechar is. The Bechar is, Mamash comes to Rashi Tassai, and this is going in the Bechar, and this Machlag is going in the Tiv, the Bechar should be a Machlag Shishan.
Okay.